我们最近在读诗篇。
So recently we've been reading the book of Psalms.
那今天下午跟大家一起来学习诗篇的84篇。
So this afternoon we'd like to study Psalm number 84.
我们来看诗篇的84篇。
Psalm number 84.
诗篇的84篇。
Psalm 84.
第一节。
Verse 1. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Verse 2. My soul longs, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Verse 3.
到这节。这个第一节说神的居所何等可爱。
Here it says, how lovely is your tabernacle?
那神住的地方在哪里?
So where is the home of the Lord?
旧约时代神住在两个地方。
During the Old Testament times, our Lord lived in two different places.
第一个,神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面,就是在天国。
First, he lived where, in the light that man cannot enter, touch, and that is in heaven.
那第二个就是神住在他的院宇他的殿宇里面。
Second is that he lives in his court. In his...
所以以色列百姓出埃及以后神就吩咐摩西要造会幕。
So, God instructed the Israelites after leaving Egypt to build a tabernacle.
那这个会幕变成以色列百姓整个生活的中心。
This tabernacle became the center of the lives of the Israelites.
那会幕分作三部分。
Now there are three areas in this tabernacle.
其中有一个叫圣所。
First there is the holy place.
然后圣所再进去有一个至圣所。
Then there is the holy of holies.
那至圣所里面有一个施恩的宝座。
And within the holy of holies there is the mercy seat.
那这个施恩宝座放在约柜上面。
This mercy seat resides on top of the Ark.
那神就降临在这个会幕里面。
And God enters into through this place.
因为神希望借着会幕与以色列百姓同在。
Because God chose to abide with the Israelites through the tabernacle.
那新约时代神住在哪里?
Now where does God reside in the New Testament times?
第一个，神住在天上。
First, he lives in the heavens, a place that is light that we cannot touch.
第二个, 神就是住在教会里面。
Second, our God lives in our church.
所以圣经说, 教会是耶稣的身体。
So church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。那个充满万有, 整个宇宙到处都有就是天上的神。
So our God is everywhere.
那个充满宇宙万物那个神就是充满在教会里面。
And this God who is everywhere resides in our church.
所以在第二节哈。
So in verse 2,
我羡慕可想神的院宇。
My soul longs and even faints for the courts.
以今天来讲就是我羡慕可想教会。
In other words, for us today, my soul should long and even faint.From the church.
旧约时代的会幕就是新约时代的教会。
The Old Testament tabernacle is the New Testament church.
但是如果我们再实际想哦，这个会幕本身有什么值得去渴慕啊，去啊羡慕可想呢
？What is it about the tabernacle that is worthy of one's longing？
如果我们回到出埃及记这个会幕外面是海狗皮所披的。
So,Based on the description in the Old Testament, the tabernacle is covered by seal skin.
如果我们到过海边那个海狗的皮是黑色的。
And so if we know if when we've ever been to a beach, that a seal skin is black.
而且也不是很漂亮。
It's not that beautiful.
所以你从很远的地方看这个会幕是一个黑色的帐幕，海狗皮披的，根本就不会吸引人。
So from a distance, if you see a tabernacle, it's just going to be this black tent. It's not that attractive.
但是为什么这个会幕会变成以色列百姓信仰的中心呢
？So how is it that the tabernacle became the center of the Israelites' religious faith？
好，我们现在来看出埃及记的40章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40。
出埃及记的四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
三十四节。
Verse 34 and 35. Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 35. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这个地方讲云彩遮盖会幕。
Here it said that the cloud covered the tabernacle.
然后神的荣光就充满帐幕。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那为什么神的荣光会充满帐幕？因为神降临在其中。
So why would the glory of the Lord cover the tabernacle? It's because he come down into it.
哦，所以那个黑色不起眼的会幕，因为神降临在其中，就充满着荣耀。
So this unattractive, not special tent, this tabernacle had become special because it is filled with the glory of the Lord.
那到三十五节
，Verse 35，
说摩西不能进会幕，因为神的荣光充满在会幕。
Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle because the glory of the Lord filled it.
甚至所罗门在造殿的时候。
When Solomon was building the temple,
说这个殿是神立名的居所。
This temple is the place determined for God's dwelling.
神立名，神的名哈，就是立在那个上面。
It's His name is on this building.
那是神住的地方。
As His home.
所以所罗门那时候在献殿的时候，圣殿充满着荣光。
When the God's glory filled the temple when Solomon dedicated it.
连祭司都没有办法站立。
Even the priests could not stand.
那今天教会是什么？
Now, what is our church today?
有时候我们把会堂当作教会，其实不是的。
Sometimes we think this physical church, this building is the chapel is the church.
会堂是一个物质的建筑物。
So this chapel is a physical building.
那教会是一群人。
The church is a congregation of people.
我们来看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这里保罗在勉励腓立比教会的以弗所教会的长老。
Here, Paul encourages the elder in the Ephesian church.
说要牧养神的教会。
To heed to the flock.
那是什么？他用自己的血所买来的。
This church that was purchased with his own blood.
什么叫做主耶稣用宝血买来的？
What does it mean to be purchased with his own blood?
就是在洗礼。
Baptism.
洗礼借着主耶稣的血，我们的罪得到洁净。
Through the washing of his blood, we are clean.
所以买要付价钱。
There was a price to be paid.
那我们要从魔鬼的手里面把它买出来。那个价钱就是耶稣的宝血。
And the price for us to be redeemed, to be purchased from the hands of Satan was the price of his blood.
那耶稣的宝血就是主耶稣的生命。
And Jesus' blood is his life.
所以在主耶稣看来，我们非常的宝贵。
So we are very precious in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是他的宝血买来的。
We have been purchased through his blood.
每一个受洗都是主耶稣用宝血买来的。
Each one of us who has gone through baptism has been purchased through his blood.
那这一群人合起来叫做教会。
And this group of people makes up the church.
所以教会的荣耀不是人。
The glory of a church is not in the people.
其实如果我们看哥林多前书，保罗在论到神所救的人，他有些特色。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about particular characteristics of those who have been redeemed.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26. Verse 26, for you, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. 27. But God has chosen the foolish of the things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. 28. And the base of the things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen.
29.
And the things which are not, to bring into nothing the things that are, verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Okay. 26节说, 神蒙召的按着外在的条件,有智慧的不多,有能力的不多,有尊贵的也不多。
So God did not choose those who are, not many wise according to his flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
所以, 教会里面, 有能力的,有尊贵的, 有才能的, 以世界的标准来讲, 不多。
So within a church, not many would be deemed mighty or noble or wise according to the world.
哦, 那神拣选什么?
Then who did he choose?
愚拙的,
he chose the foolish.
哦, 软弱的,
the weak.
哦, 卑贱的,
the base.
被人厌恶的,
the things which are despised.
还有, 那无有的,
that which are not.
哦, 为什么?
Why?
因为这一些人, 他们能够在神面前谦卑下来。
Because these people can humble themselves before the Lord.
所以神就拣选他们。
So God chooses them.
所以叫血气, 29节,
Verse 29.
有血气在神面前也一个也不能自夸。
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
所以今天, 我们的教会照着世界的标准都是很平常的。
So today if we judge our church according to the values of the world, then there's nothing special about us.
所以如果我们要找一个团体, 它是社会上, 上层阶级的, 或中层阶级的, 我们来教会就找错了地方。
But if we are looking for those who are noble or upper middle class, then you've come to the wrong place.
因为圣经早就讲哦, 神所拣选是很普通的人。
Because the Bible already tells us that God has chosen the very ordinary.
那如果是很普通的人, 我们回到诗篇的, 84篇, 我们怎么会去羡慕呢?
Given that we are so ordinary, then how is it that in Psalm 84, do we long for these things?
你看, 如果一个人要找一个社交的地方, 都会找一些比较让人觉得是高一等的。
Most people, if they look for some social group, we would usually find a group that's better than us.
但是当我们来拜神的时候, 我们所接触的人都是很普通的。
But when we come to worship the Lord, we find that the people around us are very ordinary.
那这个神所建设的教会, 为什么会让我们, 羡慕跟可想呢?
Now why is it that we would long seek out this church then?
就是因为教会里面有神的同在。
It is because there is God's abidance in this church.
神住在教会里面。
Because God lives in this church.
所以教会值得我们来羡慕可想。
And that is why we long or even faint for the church.
我们回到, 诗篇的84篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
所以教会的荣耀是什么?
So what is the glory of the church?
教会的荣耀就是神的同在。
The glory of the church lies in the abidance of God.
这个圣经讲得很清楚, 教会的荣耀就是神的同在。
The glory of the church is the glory of the church is the abidance of God.
那有神同在的教会就会吸引人。
A church that has God's abidance will easily attract.
所以教会吸引人不是人在吸引人。
So the church attracts, man does not attract.
教会吸引人是神在吸引人。
The church attracts because God attracts.
那教会的荣耀不是人的荣耀。
God's glory, the church's glory is not man's glory.
教会的荣耀是神的荣耀。
The church's glory is God's glory.
好，我们现在回来诗篇84篇。
So let's look at Psalm 84 again.
第三节。
Verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and O my God.
这里讲万军的神，我的主，我的神。
my King and my God.
在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着爆出之锅。
So even the sparrow has found a home and a swallow a nest for herself.
那虽然麻雀跟燕子，这是 不是很贵重的飞鸟。
So the sparrow and the swallow are not precious birds.
他们竟然懂得在神的祭坛那里来筑窝。
But even they know to find a home in his altar.
非常靠近神所住的地方。
Near a place where God dwells.
所以第四节。
So in verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you.
那这样住在你殿中便是有福了。
So blessed are those who dwell in your house.
这是殿就是教会。
This house is the church.
所以这个诗篇84篇啊，第一节到第四节，这是讲对教会的一个羡慕，一个可想。
So Psalm 84 verse 1 through 4 speaks to this longing that we should have for the church.
那我们对教会有一个很羡慕，很可想，我们才会用行动来亲近教会。
And only when we have this kind of longing for the church will we act, be able to act accordingly.
因为有的人他 不会想来教会。
And some people don't want to go to church.
他觉得教会也没有什么，那一堆人也不是什么人。
They feel like, well, it's just a bunch of people and they're not that special.
那为什么一定要去教会？
Why do I have to go to church?
但是如果我们认识教会是很尊贵的。
But if we understand that the church is precious,
因为这是神住的地方,
that it is the dwelling place of God,
所以我们就会可想教会,
then we will long for the church,
是因为神住在那里,
because God lives there.
我要亲近神, 我要来拜神, 所以我要来教会。
And if I want to draw near to God, and if I want to worship God, then I need to come to the church.
那心里对教会有一个渴慕,
so to have this longing in our heart,
有一个羡慕,
this longing.
那我们就会产生一种行动。
And once we have this longing, then we will take action.
所以这就第五节到第八节。
And that is what's covered in verse 5 through 8.
所以我们心里面，如果觉得教会很尊贵，
If we in our hearts feel that the church is precious,
教会是基督的心腹，
that the church is the bride of God,
教会是耶稣的身体。
That the church is the body of God, Christ.
教会是神充满的。
Church is the place that God dwells.
我们用另外一个眼光来看教会。
Then if we look at church in this manner,
我们就觉得我很想要亲近教会。
Then we will realize we want to draw near to the church.
好，那第五节
verse 5,
到第八节就在讲我们亲近神教会的一个行动。
So verse 5 through 8 talks about the actions we take to be able to draw closer to the church.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage.
这个地方讲靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道，这个人就有福了。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
这个锡安大道就是一直通往神的殿的一条路。
So this pilgrimage and this road that's taken is the road taken directly to God's dwelling place.
所以要亲近神，要亲近神的殿。要走上这一条路。
If we want to draw near to God and draw near to His dwelling place, then we need to go on to this path.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
第七节。
第七。Verse 7. They go from strength to strength, even each one appears before God in Zion.
这里讲行走力上加力到锡安来朝见神。
So they go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion.
锡安就是耶路撒冷城，也就是圣殿的地方。
Zion is Jerusalem, and that is the dwelling where the temple is.
所以这条路要有力量才走得完。
It takes strength to be able to complete this road.
没有力量走不完。
Without strength, you can't finish this journey.
这里讲行走力上加力。
So they go from strength to strength.
有时候我们来想有的人身体很好。
So some people are very physically unfit.
你要叫他开车几个小时到哪里去玩，他都可以开得到。
They have no problem driving for hours to go to somewhere for vacation.
为什么教会开不到？
But how is it that they never make it to church?
这个不是体力有问题。
This has nothing to do with physical ability.
这是他里面的灵力。
This has to do with not having spiritual ability.
所以有体力没有灵力，他也不会来教会。
So having physical strength and no spiritual strength won't get you to church.
但是有的人他有灵的力量，但是身体很虚弱，他也没有办法来教会。
And then there are some people who are spiritually strong but physically weak. They can't get to church.
所以我们来到教会力上加力。
So for us to come to church, it requires strength to strength.
要有体力，要加上有灵力，两个加在一起，我们才今天才会在这里。
We need both physical and spiritual strength to be able to be here today.
啊，那这个力量从哪里来？
Where does the strength come from?
这个力量就是从神来的。
The strength comes from God.
啊，特别是属灵的力量是从神来的。
Especially spiritual strength that comes from God.
啊，所以有时候在教会，你真的很奇妙，你开始为教会所有的信徒祷告。
And sometimes it's really miraculous because when you start praying for each of the members of a church,
祷告过了一段时间以后,
after a while,
哎，你就发现以前很少来教会，现在越来越越多来到教会。
You'll notice that people, you know, there may have only been a few people coming to your church, but after a while, a lot of more people are coming.
以前曾经有一个工人啊。
So there was once a worker.
哦，他被安排注目一个教会。
He was assigned to a particular church.
哦，他做了一个名单。
So he wrote out the name list.
啊，每个晚上啊，他聚完会，他就看谁来，谁没有来。
Every night after service, he would know who came and who didn't come.
第二天就去访问。
And so the next day, then he would go out and visit.
哦，来的人多一点点。
And then so there would be more people coming to church.
哦，但是还是很多人没有来。
Still many did not come.
哦，那聚完会，他就去访问那个没有来的。
After service, then he would go visit those who did not come to church.
那有的人看到他，他就觉得。我就不想要去了，你就为什么一直来访问？
So some people responded to his visit by saying, well, I didn't want to go, so why do you come visit me?
哦，所以他到最后他觉得说访问是好，但是也不是根本的办法。
So eventually he realized that it's good to visit people, but that is not the solution.
哦，所以就在那个教会设立祷告会。
So he decided to establish a prayer service at that church, a morning prayer service.
一个早上啊，教会祷告半个钟头。
Every morning, there was a half an hour prayer.
那从教会的负责人、传道人开始，每天早上到教会来祷告半个钟头。
So in the beginning, it was just the church council members and the ministers who would come pray for half an hour.
哦，当然那个是教会离开，信徒离开教会很近啊。
Of course, this is possible because everyone lived close to church.
真的很奇妙哦。当教会在推行祷告会以后。
Soon after establishing this morning prayer,
啊，聚会的人越来越多。
Attendance increased.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为他们行走地上加力，到锡安来朝见神。
Because each one appeared as strength upon strength to appear before God in Zion.
啊，当我们不断为教会祷告，神给每一个信徒有力量。
When we continue to pray for our church, God will give each one of us strength.
哦，有时候他就可以来教会敬拜神。
Then people can come to church to worship the Lord.
哦，所以啊，如果聚会人越来越少
，Now if attendance decreases.
哦，虽然表面上看起来你可以讲大家很忙，这个很忙，有很多理由。
Even though we can come up with all sorts of excuses saying that, well, it's because people are busy.
哦，但是最根本的理由是缺乏力量。
But the root cause is because there is a shortage of strength.
所以行走走不到啊。耶路撒冷
so that people cannot complete this journey to Jerusalem.
因此第五节
verse 5,
靠你有力量，心中来向往锡丹大道。
Because blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
所以这个力量是靠神，是从神来的。
The strength comes from God.
要向神祷告，神就给我们力量。
God will give us strength if we pray.
但是要来亲近神这个过程，也不一定是一帆风顺。
But it is not always a smooth journey to come draw closer to God.
所以我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain covers it with pools.
这个地方讲，经过流泪谷，叫这个谷变为泉源之地。
So as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
所以要往耶路撒冷敬拜神这个过程，有一段是很难走的。
So there is a portion of this journey to Jerusalem, that is very difficult.
所以中文把它翻作流泪谷啊。
And this is the Valley of Baca, or the Valley of Tears.
但是这个谷要变为泉源之地。
But this valley will become a spring.
然后有秋雨之福遮盖全谷。
And the rain will cover it with pools.
所以我们要来教会，要来亲近神啊，总是会有一些障碍。
So there will be obstacles when we want to come to church to draw near to God.
神如果给我们一些力量哦，克服这个障碍。
But God can give us strength to overcome.
我们就发现我们所走这一条路，亲近神的路啊，充满着福气。
And we will find that this journey to draw near to God will be filled with blessings.
神的恩典像泉源这样, and
God's grace will be like a spring that keeps renewing itself.
那除非我们靠神得到力量来克服这个流泪谷。Unless
we trust in God's strength to cross this valley of Baca,
我们就没有办法体验到泉源之地秋雨之福。
We will not experience the spring or the rains that cover it with pools.
所以亲近神不是一帆风顺。
So it's not always a smooth journey to come close to God.
但是神会给我们力量来克服我们的困难。
But God will give us the strength and ability to overcome our challenges.
让我们的信仰进入一个新的境界。
So that we can reach a new level in our faith.
好像活水的泉源，又好像秋雨这样，盖满我们亲近神的生活。
Like a spring or like the rains that cover it with pools.
所以有时候我们常常如果觉得说，生活中好像缺乏神的恩典。
So oftentimes when we feel like our lives are lacking in God's blessings.
有时候常常是因为我们没有用心用力去亲近神。
It is often because we haven't used our energy and our strength in drawing near God.
我们的生活习惯以后就很不喜欢改变。
So once we get used to a particular lifestyle, it's really hard to change.
特别一个人这样已经生活几十年了。
And we may have lived a particular way for decades.
要改变一定要有原因了。
You need a good reason to change.
那对神的渴慕、羡慕、可想，这个就是我们要改变我们生活的原因。
So we need to change. One of the good reasons to change our lives is so that we can long and draw near to God.
那这样啊，我们去克服了，我们生活改变了啊，过一个亲近神的生活。
Then we can transform our lives so that we live a life that is close to God.
就很奇妙啊，生活就很多体验。
And when that happens, you'll find that you have lots of experiences in your life.
所以到最后，关键就是说，我愿意不愿意改变。
So it really comes down to whether we want to change or not.
如果我愿意改变，
if we are willing to change,
神有力量帮助我们，
then God will give us the strength to change.
如果我不愿意改变，
if we are unwilling to change,
我就是愿意过我现在的生活，
if we are fine living the way we are,
虽然神有力量帮助我们，
then even though God has the strength to help you,
但是神的力量对我们也没有帮助，
His strength does not help us.
所以心中的渴慕化成一种具体的行动来改变现况。 这个是我们信仰进步的一个动力。So
the motivation for us to improve in our faith lies in having a heart that longs for Him.
好，我们看回来看诗篇的84篇。
Let's look at Psalm 84 again.
诗篇的84篇。
Psalm 84.
第八节。
Verse 8. O Lord of God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
这里讲万军的神，求你听我的祷告。
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer.
好，我们再看第九节。
Verse 9. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
好，这里讲，你是我们的盾牌。
Behold, you are shield.
求你观看你受膏者的面。
Look upon the face of your anointed.
这个盾牌就是神的保护，神的保守。
The shield represents God's protection.
躲在神的盾牌里面就会感觉到很平安。
We will find peace behind the shield of God.
所以我们人生活的安全感从哪里来？
So where does our sense of security come from?
这个安全感就是从神来的。
Our security comes from our God.
有一个慕道朋友，他差不多失眠好几年了。
We once had a truth seeker who had experienced insomnia for many years.
大概是 看二十几年了，
probably 20 some years.
就是没有办法睡觉。
He just couldn't sleep.
好多的安眠药都没有办法睡觉。
He took all sorts of sleeping pills and did not help.
这个大概发生在两年前。
This is probably 2 years ago.
后来他开始来教会慕道。
But he eventually
男的。
So eventually he came to our church to seek the truth.
这很奇妙。
But and miraculously.
二三十年睡不着觉，来教会开始慕道。 他开始祷告就。
He could not sleep for 20 odd years, and once he started to seek the truth, he could sleep.
因为当我们感觉到神在保护我,
because when we feel God's protection,
神是我的盾牌,
God is our shield,
我们心里就很平安了,
then we will feel peace in our hearts.
心里很平安了，睡觉就很好睡。
And once we feel peace in our hearts, then it's really easy to sleep.
哦，有时候睡觉不好睡是心里很多忧虑、恐惧。
Oftentimes we have difficulty sleeping because we have so many worries and concerns in our hearts.
所以你就睡不好。
So it's, your sleep isn't good.
神是我的盾牌。
So the God is our shield.
求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
And look upon the face of your anointed.
所以当一个人来亲近教会。
So when a person draws near to the church,
啊，来亲近神的殿。
And draws near to the house of God,
他就可以承受恩典。
They will be able to receive blessings.
啊，我们看，啊，第十一节。
Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
哦，这里讲神没有留下一样好处不给行动正直的人。
No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
那什么叫做行动正直？
So what does it mean to walk uprightly?
哦，也就是来亲近神。
It means to draw near to God.
哦，这在神看起来这是最对的一件事情。
It is the most correct thing to do in his eyes.
哦，那我们来亲近神，亲近神的殿，神就会把一样的好，所有的好处来赐给我们。
So if we draw near to God in his dwelling place, then no good thing will he withhold from us.
哦，所以蒙恩典呢，就是要亲近神所充满的教会。
So if we want to receive his blessings, then we need to draw near to him and to his dwelling place.
因此在第十节。
And that's why in verse 10 it says, verse 10, For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
啊，这个地方讲，我宁可在神的殿中看门，不愿意在恶人的帐篷里面。
It says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
这是很强烈的对比啊。
This is in sharp contrast.
啊，在神的殿中看门。
I would rather be a doorkeeper.
啊，为什么？因为这是神充满的地方。
Why? Because this is a place that has God's abidance.
是神的荣耀的地方。
It is a place filled with God's glory.
所以你在殿中看门都有福气啊。
So even if you're just a mere doorkeeper, you will be blessed.
所以我们教会里面啊，所有的工作都是我们蒙福的一个根源。
So every job, every duty in the church is a source of blessing.
啊，因为所有工作都跟神有关系。
Because every job that we task that we do,has to do with God.
因此第十节说，在神的殿住一天胜过在其他的地方住一千天。
For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
所以安息圣日我们有机会来神的殿来敬拜神，这是很大的恩典。
So it is a great blessing to be able to come to his church to honor the Holy Sabbath.
你想想看，我们放下世界上的俗事。
We've put aside the things of the world.
其实那些俗事给我们很多的压力，很多的忧虑。
The things of the world give us a lot of pressure and a lot of worry.
哦，但是我们把它放下来，来教会里面赞美神。
We put it all aside to come to church to praise him.
看我们在唱诗多么喜乐。
How much joy comes from singing his hymns.
那我们来教会里面祷告赞美神。
And we pray to him and we praise him.
感谢神。
And thank him.
神的灵充满我们。
And he fills us with the Spirit.
内心觉得很喜，很舒服，很平安。
Then our hearts will feel glad and very peaceful.
我们在查考神的话。
When we study his word.
带给我们很多的安慰跟盼望。
It will give us lots of comfort and hope.
所以一个礼拜最享受的一天就是我们来到神的殿的地方。
So what is the day of greatest pleasure in each week? It is the day that we can come to his church.
神要将一切的恩典赐给那些来敬拜神的人。
God will give his blessings to those who come to worship him. Verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
万军的神啊，依靠你的有福了。什么叫做依靠神？
So what does it mean to trust in him?
在耶利米哀歌里面讲。
In the book of Lamentations it says.
依靠神就好像一棵树扎在溪水旁。
To trust in God is like a tree that it takes root by a stream.
就是心里的最深处是跟神连在一起，这个叫做依靠神。
So to trust in God means that the very innermost part of your heart is rooted in God.
你如果心里的最深处跟钱连在一起，就没有平安了。
Now if the innermost part of your heart is rooted in money, then you will not have peace.
因为钱好像浮云飘来飘去。
Because wealth is like a cloud that floats around.
飘来很高兴，飘去很悲哀。
very happy when it comes, but you're very sad when it goes.
就没有平安了。
You will never have peace.
哦，但是心里的最深处跟神连在一起。
But if your root of your heart, if your heart is rooted in God,
哦，神就是喜乐、平安、力量、智慧的来源。
That He is the source of peace, wisdom, joy.
所以依靠神就是最深处跟神连在一起。
So to trust in God means that you are rooted in God.
我们生命会丰盛。
And our lives will be bountiful.
生活充满神的恩典。
And our lives will be filled with God's blessing.
啊，所以我们一生啊，要可想神的殿。
We need to long for the God dwelling place of God.
这是至高荣耀神的居所。
Because this is the basis for worshiping God.
好，我们来唱诗。
So let's sing hymns.
442首。
442.